I love follow-up phone calls like that, where we have testimony to how many problems we solve all week long.
They're awesome.
I can't believe the thank you card we got in the mail at the office this week. That was absolutely, that was almost tear-jerking.
Well, and I really liked the conclusion at the end. So we had Lightning Busters on talking about lightning and surge protection for your home. And this woman was like, oh, that's a great investment. And it is. I can't believe it's not a requirement building a home.
Yeah.
It's only $250 and it protects all the electronics in your home from electrical surges coming in. And she said at the end of it, you know, my friends told me I was nuts because I couldn't be there for the day. And I just left the cash in the barbecue grill outside. And they're like, I can't believe you're doing it. It's like, it's a Rosie on the House contractor. Of course it's fine.
Bob Ross, Lightning Busters. He went, he took care of it while she couldn't be home, took the money out from the barbecue, and realized there was another problem on the house that the TV antenna was wired completely wrong. So he said, well, as long as I'm here, I might as well fix that too. So he grounded the TV cable. Well, we're here with the director of the Register of Contractors, Mr. Jeff Fleetham.
And it's those kind of contractors you don't have to worry about using the recovery fund.
Construction, science, technology professionals, they don't get any better, man.
I always love your emphasis on the fact that it's building science. That's
construction,
it
science,
really
technology.
Is.
That's what it's all about. There's nothing about it that isn't any of those things.
A question offline during the break. Someone called in and says, I like the recovery fund sound and the complaint process sounds like a hugely time-consuming process. Address that real quick in about 60 seconds.
Okay, firstly, less than 5% of contractors ever get complaints. Only about less than 1% are really problematic. So sometimes you get a complaint, contractor goes, okay, we get it taken care of. So the process is we close complaints from the time we receive them in our compliance department. We close them in under 40 days. Now, if it has to go through the legal process, that's a whole nother thing.
Yeah.
Legal is legal, and that's kind of goes there. So, but seriously, consider this: hire somebody you understand. If you don't understand anything about your contract, talk to your contractor. Don't do it. Remember this: an estimate is not a contract. Make sure your estimate and your contract match.
Great point.
Okay.
Great point.
Always do that. And call us if you got a question about your contractor before you hire him. You can always call us to make sure. You can look at our website to double-check their license status.
Director Jeff Fleetham of the Arizona Register of Contractors.
Thank you, guys.
I can't thank you enough for taking the time
to
come
man.
In.
I love this. I love coming in here talking to you guys.
Well, you'll get a key to the building. It's an open invitation anytime you want to come in.
Thank you, man.
All right. For those of you that subscribe to RosieOnTheHouse.com, you get a weekly newsletter in your email box. You will have seen that our topic of the week was new and improved luxury vinyl flooring, which we covered in the 9 o'clock hour with our newest Rosie certified flooring contractor, Bram Flooring, out in Sun City, operating valley wide, but showroomed out in Sun City. A lot of great lessons on flooring trends and products and what you can expect out of your new luxury vinyl plank floor. It is the number one flooring request we're seeing at Rosie Wright Remodeling. So we wanted to bring somebody in and talk about it. 8 o'clock hour, we brought in a whole team of tree arborists.
We had four and had a great conversation on talking trees. You can get both of those on our podcast. Just go to rosieonthehouse.com/radio and follow the directions from there. Our weekly to-do, actually, unfortunately, tied in really to what's going on with the non-soon, the lack of monsoon rains. Our weekly to-do was checking your own home systems and making sure that you're reducing your water consumption.
As much as possible, which is really hard to do considering 70% of the water we use outside. And every
we
plant
had the hottest July,
the
record.
Hottest July on record. Every plant we've got is under extreme stress. What most homeowners may not know is your water bill for the whole year is dictated by how much you use in the summer. So the more you use in the summer, that sets your rate for the entire year. So it's kind of, it's not too much unlike time of day electrical consumption. This is time of year water consumption. So what you use now, I'm on an acre lot with a lawn and vegetation. We're using a ton of water right now, but we've recycled 2,000 square feet of lawn and turned it into a sand volleyball court. So we've done what we can to reduce water. You should as well. Our article in the newsletter is tips to decrease your household water consumption. It came free on Thursday to your email box if you're a subscriber to Rosie on thehouse.com. How about the product of the month?
And it's on the quick links at the homepage. You just go there and on the right-hand side, down about halfway down, a scroll, you'll see the water consumption leak, and it'll take you right to that article. And
tool of the month.
The Earth Talon
yes. Shovel.
Not the shovel, it's the trench digger.
Yes, yes, yes.
I had a gentleman today who tried to order it from Canada. I said, no, call the office this week and we'll help you. And he didn't want to put his credit card on the internet. So
sure.
You can call us. We'll take that order. We can get them shipped to you. There's no place else to buy them here in the States that I know of.
Yeah, it was invented in Chino. The company got big enough that a bigger company in Canada bought it. And it's really an incredible shovel.
It is.
And now we've got a trencher that we've added to that that makes digging a whole lot easier. We've got RosieOnTheHouse.com between now and next week if you have questions about your home, castle, or cabin. And we've got notes from the nursery next week. We've got on our to-do, we'll be talking about water-wise landscaping.